blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ
وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ
There are countless virtues and blessings to send peace and blessings on the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood-e Pak in abundance in this world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again, welcome to our transmission. And inshallah, Azawajal, today a very beautiful topic is about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed month of Ramadan. There's a very strong connectivity. And remember, there's only one month name mentioned in the Holy Quran and is Ramadan al-Mubarak. And inshallah, Azawajal, how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent this blessed month and what Madani foods we can get and how we should spend our Ramadan. Inshallah, Azzawajal, many Madani pearls will be delivered today by our talented Muballighin, MashaAllah, Waseem Bhai, Ustad Tariq Madani, MashaAllah, and beautiful Nath Khan, Hafiz, Adil, MashaAllah, with us. Inshallah, Adil Bhai will start with a beautiful kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah tu jo chahe to abhi mail mere dil ke dhule کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا اور ایک میں کیا حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے 100,000,000 کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیہ یا حبیب اللہ سارے جگ نالوں لگ دیا چنگیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالوں لگ دیا چنگیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں بھائی رہیاں مہر جیوے جنت دیا کلیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں بائی رہیاں مہک جیوے جنت دیا کلیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں مدینے دیا پاک گلیاں جدے تے شکر گزاری نہ گلیاں تو تن من واری کریے سجدے تے شکر گزاری تے لگیاں میرے نبی دیاں تلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالوں لگ دیاں چنگیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں ابرے رحمت دے صدا تے بس دے جان دے روندے تے آندے نے ہس دے ابرے رحمت دے صدا تے بس دے جان دے روندے تے آندے نے ہس دے رل ویکھنے چلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالوں لگ دیاں چنگیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں اینا گلیاں چرے سونا پھر دا سانو ویکھنے دا چا پڑ چیر دا اینا گلیاں چرے سونا پھر دا سانو ویکھنے دا چا پڑ چیر دا ایتھے لگیاں میرے نبی دیاں تلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالوں لگ دیاں چنگیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں گلیاں نو جڑ دے اوتے جنتاں نو ہڑ پل جاندے اینا گلیاں نو جڑ دے اوتے جنتاں نو ہڑ پل جاندے تر گئے جنہ نے لیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی تر گئے جنہیں تک لیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں پاوے اینا مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالوں لگ دیاں چنگیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی رہیاں مہک جیوے جنت دیاں کلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the blessed Rasool, the beloved Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the blessed month of Ramadan. Inshallah, how we can make our Ramadan successful, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to spend their Ramadan, inshallah. We will get Madani pool from our Muballiheen today, mashallah. We'll start with our Wasim bhai, mashallah.
Shastab, mashallah, you just mentioned that regarding the arrival of the month of Ramadan and the Sahaba ikram, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to congratulate each of them. If you look at Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned a famous statement that there's two times in a year when I get very, very pleased.
SubhanAllah.
Rabiul Awal, the month of Rabiul Awal comes when we say Sarkar, Qiyamah, etc., etc. But also the month of Ramadan.
SubhanAllah.
Because they know the importance of the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one famous hadith, he says that if my ummah knew what Ramadan is, they would wish that the Ramadan remained for the whole year.
SubhanAllah.
Meaning that today, you know, he mentioned that people get upset. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that if my ummah knew what Ramadan is, they would wish that Ramadan would remain for the whole of the year.
Bishop.
Alhamdulillah, this topic has been chosen to boost our worship in this month of Ramadan. Everyone should contemplate of how we spent the first fourth of this particular month so far. Maybe some people have finished one Holy Quran, and maybe many people like us, we've done very, very little worship. You should try today to watch this program, to try to find out how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his moments in Ramadan, so we can, inshallah azawajal, gain that passion as well. Especially in the month of Ramadan. It's mentioned that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his blessed wife says that during this month, he will not come to the blessed bed. Meaning excessive worship, meaning his whole life was devoted, he spent in the dhikr of Allah. Every moment of his life was in the dhikr of Allah. But especially in the month of Ramadan, extra. He would not come to his blessed bed, he would do excessive worship in the month of Ramadan. This is something for us to learn as well, that throughout the whole year, you know, we hardly do anything, but especially in the month of Ramadan, this is how the Prophet ﷺ used to spend his Ramadan. So this should encourage us that we should try to do more worship of Allah Azawajal. And remember, dhikr of Allah Azawajal, people think that Allah, Allahu, reading Durood-e Pak, no doubt, that is a form of dhikr. But there's three forms of the dhikr of Allah Azawajal. One is the tongue, which, for example, now me speaking, this is a form of dhikr. The second form of dhikr is the dhikr of the body limbs. For example, now, someone is listening to something good at this moment in time. This is a form of the dhikr of the ears. You're looking at halal, this is a form of dhikr of the eyes. You're touching something halal, in the Holy Quran, for example, this is a form of dhikr of the hands. And the final form of dhikr is the dhikr of the heart. You're thinking of something good, you're contemplating about Medina Sharif. This is a form of dhikr as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the month of Ramadan, he would do excessive worship, he would continue to do the dhikr of Allah azawajal. This is something that we should try to do, inshallah azawajal. But I think, Shah Sahib, you know, when we're talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're talking about formal dhikr, I think one of the major reasons why people, especially, you know, Taraweeh at the moment, we know the reality. First couple of days, packed out, brother. We need to go early, rise, packed out, we won't get space. And last two or three days, you know, it's gone probably half. What's the reason behind this? I think one of the major reasons behind this is lack of planning. And Abdul Habiba mentioned this as well, that we think, okay, Ramadan's coming, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but we haven't planned it properly. Abdul Habiba mentioned beautifully on Madani channel as well, that plan your time. If you're going to think, okay, from Zuhr all the way till Asr, I'm going to read the Holy Quran. Now what's going to happen? You're going to get tired. Then mazallah, the interest is going to be lost as well. This is why every hour, every moment, plan it in the month of Ramadan, inshallah azawajal. So your energy levels, these remain high, and at the same time you're doing the dhikr of Allah azawajal. So the first point that I mentioned as well regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that especially in the month of Ramadan, he would do excessive worship. May Allah azawajal give us a drop of doing the worship of Allah like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do.
The wise people, they utilize their time properly. And this is the month, as I mentioned before, if you give the proper rites of Ramadan, you will become from zero to hero. Seriously. It's just how you utilize your time. Do a smart work. Okay. Hard work is okay, but smart work is more, should be on the priority. So you can get more blessing of this month. Main ye bhi kar sakta hu, main ye bhi kar sakta hu. Continue ek cheez karne se insaan muktahad bhi aa jati. Sometimes they feel tiredness. So I have like 1 hour, 2 hour, maximum I will recite Quran, then I will do tasbih. Then thodi si tasbih jo hai zikr, to wo walk karte hue bhi ho jati hai. Thoda sa aapka jism bhi jo hai wo balance rahega. Uske baad phir hue to chale do rakat nafil pad li. Yani ke every sajda you perform 1500 good deeds. Where else you can get this? 1500 good deeds. But chalo phir maine do rakat nafil ada kar liye, chalo phir fresh ho gaya, chale ab main ye karta hu, thodi si ilme deen ki kitab padhi, phir quran padhi, yani apne aap ko proper manage karne ka naam hai. Mere aqa alaihi salatu salam ki agar aap life ko dekhe to proper aapko ek cheez nazar aayegi, wo management hoti hai. Matlab ghar walon ko bhi time de rahe hain, phir jo umoor hai mamlaat wo bhi dekh rahe hain, phir lazmi si baat hai jo wufood aate the unko bhi time dena hota tha, logon ke masail log poochte the wo bhi dena hota tha, sahab akram alim ridwan ko jo islam ki teaching karni hoti wo bhi kar rahe hote the, ghar ke kamon mein haath bhi bata rahe hote the, logon ke masail bhi hal kar rahe hote the, safar bhi ho raha hota tha, sahab sufa ke chabutre ke jo sahab akram alim ridwan hai unko bhi, yani ki इतना कुछ नजर आ रहा है आपको मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम की लाइफ में. हमारी लाइफ के अंदर खाना पीना और सोना और कुछ भी नजर नहीं है, यानी कोई हमारी प्लानिंग नहीं है जिसकी वजह से हमारी जिंदगी में फेलियर नजर आता है. द मेन रीजन इज वसीम भाई हैज मेंशन दैट इन स्टार्टिंग मस्जिद फुल पैक्ड इवन द आउटसाइड वेयर यू पुट द शूज, वो कहते हैं इसको भी खाली करें, इधर भी नमाज होगी उधर भी, मतलब बाहर तक जगह बनी हुई ठीक है, ना हो पता चला आधी मस्जिद खाली है, वजह क्या हुआ थी, दो दफा आपने की उसके बाद थक के बैठ गए. अगर आप कंटिन्यू एक्शन में होते तो आपको ये फील नहीं होता इतना ज्यादा, क्योंकि हमने सारा साल रोजे नहीं रखते, सारा साल हम मस्जिद में 17 रखते हैं, ईशा बाप रे बाप, इट्स टू मच फॉर अस, इट्स लुक लाइक. बट इन रमजान दोस्त जिनकी कंटिन्यू आदत होती है वो 20 ये भी पढ़ रहे होते हैं, ये भी पढ़ रहे होते हैं, ताज्जुद भी पढ़ रहे होते हैं. मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ताज्जुद भी पढ़ा करते थे, हम रमजान में मुश्किल से ताज्जुद पढ़ते हैं. तो प्रॉब्लम है ना, मिसमैनेजमेंट है. अगर हम चाहते हैं कि हमारा रमजान फ्रूटफुल हो, फुल ऑफ ब्लेसिंग, नो डाउट दिस मंथ इज फुल ऑफ ब्लेसिंग एंड मर्सीज, पीपल आर गेटिंग दीज थिंग्स दिस मंथ, जिसमें आपको फॉरगिवनेस हर वक्त बटरी होती है, यानी कि आप सो रहे हो तो वो भी इबादत में लिखा जाता है, अफ्तार के वक्त भी मगफिरत, सहरी के वक्त भी मगफिरत बटरी होती है, इतने टाइमिंग के दुआएं कबूल हो रही होती हैं. अगर मैं अपनी जिंदगी को प्लानिंग कर लूं थोड़ी सी, अभी जो बाकी दिन रह गए, तो इंशाल्लाह अल्लाह ने चाहा तो ये रमजान मेरी मगफिरत का पैगाम लेकर इंशाल्लाह जाएगा, इंशाल्लाह सबर, यानी हमें बिशारत मिल जाएगी इंशाल्लाह अल्लाह ने चाहा तो, बिशारत होगी कि बस बख्शे जाए किसी तरह. क्या फरमाते तारिक भाई
जी? बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम के सीरत, उनके आमाल, उनके मुबारक अफाल हमारे लिए काबिल तकलीद हैं और हमें उसको फॉलो करना चाहिए. यहाँ पर मैं चंद एक चीज़ें बयान करता हूँ और मुख्तलिफ अवकात में, मुख्तलिफ रमदान के दिनों में नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम के अफाल को भी इंशाल्लाह ताला जिक्र करेंगे. तो यहाँ पर पहले मैं जिक्र करता हूँ सहरी से. नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम एवरी डे रोजे की नियत करते थे और नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम किसी एक जौजा के साथ सहरी फरमाते थे और बहुत कम खाना तनावुल फरमाते थे सहरी में, कुछ खजूरें और कुछ खाना तनावुल फरमाते थे या फिर दूध वगैरह, ये भी जो है वो नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम नोश फरमाते थे. और नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम बाज़ुकात अपने सहाबाए किराम अली मिर्दवान के साथ भी सहरी फरमाते थे. और फिर सहरी के तो अपने फजाइल हैं जैसे कि अभी कुछ देर पहले हमने सुने. और फिर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम सहरी के बाद सलातुल फजर तक इंतजार फरमाते थे. सहरी और सलातुल फजर के दरमियान तकरीबन 50 आयात दरमियाने अंदाज में पढ़ ली जाएं, इतना फर्क होता था. और फिर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम दो रकातें नमाज अदा फरमाते थे, मुख्तसर जो सुन्नतें हैं नमाज फजर की सुन्नतें, बल्कि बाज रिवायत में आया कि नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इस तरह से सुन्नत अदा फरमाते थे कि फर्स्ट रकात में सूरतुल काफिरून पढ़ते थे और सेकंड में सूरह इखलास पढ़ते थे. सुन्नतों में दो खफीफ रकातें पढ़ते थे, वयंतज़िरु फी बैतिही, और फिर अपने घर में इंतजार फरमाते थे. फिर हजरत बिलाल रज़ी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु नमाज की इकामत का, यानी इकामत फरमाते थे, इकामत कहते थे. फिर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम बाहर तशरीफ लाते थे, फयुसल्ली बिन्नासि अस्सलात अस्सुबह, फिर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सुबह की नमाज पढ़ाते थे लोगों को. और फिर अभी जो थोड़ी देर पहले आपने बयान किए कि काम काज में भी नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम हिस्सा लेते थे, तो यहाँ पर उसका भी जिक्र किया गया, इंशाल्लाह उसको मैं जिक्र करता हूँ. लेकिन जब सलात सुबह पढ़ाते थे, नमाज पढ़ाते थे, तो डायरेक्ट घर नहीं जाते थे. यहाँ देखे کئی روایات میں یہ بیان کیا گیا ہے کہ وہ وہی جس جگہ نماز پڑھی اسی جگہ تشریف فرما ہو کر اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر کرتے، یہاں تک کہ سورج طلوع ہو جاتا تھا، پھر کچھ 3 ساعت کی مقدار انتظار فرماتے تھے، پھر 2 رکعتیں ادا فرماتے تھے، یعنی کہ جس کو ہم صلاۃ الاشراق کہتے ہیں، صلاۃ الشروق بھی کہتے ہیں اس کو، صلاۃ الاشراق ادا فرماتے تھے، اور پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم یہ صلاۃ الاشراق پڑھنے کے بعد پھر اپنے گھر تشریف لے کر آتے تھے، اور پھر گھر میں ازواج مطہرات کے ساتھ ان مل کر کام کاج میں حصہ لیتے تھے۔ اس کے بعد پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ظہر کا، یعنی کہ زوال کا وقت شروع ہونے سے پہلے، زہوہ کبرا کا وقت شروع ہونے سے پہلے 2 نفل ادا کرتے تھے صلاۃ الدوحا، اور پھر ظہر کا وقت، اور پھر ظہر کے بعد قیلولہ کرتے تھے۔
ماشاءاللہ، یہاں پہ ایک چیز اور ہے، آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کی لائف میں یہ نظر آتی ہے کہ سحری جو ہے نا، اس کی ایک اہتمام، یعنی کہ پابندی کہہ لیں، یا سحری کے حوالے سے امفیسائز بھی ہے کہ سحری کھاؤ اس میں برکت ہے۔ ہمارے یہاں اس کا بھائی بڑے فخر سے بتاتے ہیں، آج تو بغیر سحری کے روزہ رکھا بھائی، میں بڑا با بدولت۔ ارے بھائی، مطلب آپ اپنے پاس سے خامخواہ چیزیں کر رہے ہوتے ہیں، سحری کھانا سنت ہے، میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے فرمایا اس میں برکت ہے، آپ کی برکت ہی نہیں لے رہے ہو اور اپنے آپ کو پتہ نہیں کیا سمجھ رہے ہو، تو اس کا کوئی فائدہ نہیں ہے۔ آپ وہ کرے جو میرے آقا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے فرمایا ہے، سحری کھاؤ برکت ملے گی، اس میں برکت ہے، سحری کھانی چاہیے، انتظام کرنا چاہیے، اٹھیں گھر والے، پراپر پتہ چلے رمضان آ رہا ہے گھر میں، اب ہوا کوئی اپنے ٹائم پہ اٹھا پانی پیا، کسی کی آنکھ کھلی نہیں کھلی، کوئی پتہ ہی نہیں ہے کہ رمضان کے مہینے کے اندر ہر چیز کا اہتمام ہونا چاہیے۔ تو اب یہ بھی نہیں کہ ہاں جی وہ پراٹھے لگے ہوئے ہیں تو اتنا اسی میں ٹائم چلا گیا، نہیں، اٹھیں گھر والے، یعنی کہ سیدھے سے اٹھے، تہجد ادا کرے، یعنی پورا سال نہیں مل سکی، چلو کم کم اس مہینے میں میرے آقا کی صدا کو تو ادا کرے نا، کہ میں رمضان کے مہینے میں تو کسی کی ادا کو ادا کروں تو میں تہجد ادا کرنے والا بن جاؤں، تاکہ میرا نام بھی تہجد گزاروں میں لکھا جائے، دین پھر کچھ دیر قرآن پڑھے گھر میں ہی، اگر یہ معمول ہو تو گھر میں برکت نہیں آئے گا، اپنے مرضی سے کوئی اٹھ رہا ہے، کسی نے خود نے چائے بنائی، کسی نے کچھ کیا، نہیں، سحری جو ہے اس میں برکت رکھی گئی ہے۔ تو میری یہ عرض ہے کہ اس کو باقاعدہ ایک اچھے طریقے سے سحری کرنی چاہیے، جو بھی انتظام گھر کے اندر ہے، چھوڑیے نہیں بولا کہ اتنا بھائی آرڈر کر رہے ہیں یہ لا رہے پتہ نہیں کیا ہو گیا، نہیں، جس طرح ہے طریقے کار اس کو اسی طرح رکھے، اور اس کے اوپر وہ بہت فخر نہ کرے کہ میں اسکول میں جا کے بتاتے تو کالج میں جا کے اوہ ٹوڈے آئی ہیو ڈن مائی سحری، میری آنکھ ہی نہیں کھلی، بس میں ایسے ہی گزار رہا ہوں، نہیں، افسوس ہونا چاہیے کہ یار ایک میرے سے ایک اچھی چیز رہ گئی ہے۔
Definitely it's a sunnah of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, so why not? We definitely, any sunnah of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that we know of, we should try to implement it. But Shahzad, you know, I just want to follow up on one of your points and Ustaz Saab's point as well. First point, yourself, that you mentioned regarding tahajjud, meaning like you beautifully mentioned that all year, you know, okay, TK is difficult to wake up during the night. At the moment you wake, half an hour, 40, 45 minutes before fast closes, everybody's awake. So just read two rakat namaz, and it's mentioned that the dua that is made at the time of tahajjud, especially in the month of Ramadan, duas are accepted anyway, but especially at the time of tahajjud, these duas are accepted as well. So get into the habit of waking up, reading tahajjud. Trust me, you know, honestly, I'll mention this, that if there's anybody at this moment in time, any difficulty, any problem that you're going through at this moment in time, and you want peace, in other words, meaning Ramadan is peaceful as it is, but if you want peace, wake up for tahajjud, inshallah, read your tahajjud, then make dua in the court of Allah. That peace that you will get, you probably won't get it all year round. So inshallah, read your tahajjud, inshallah. The other thing that Ustaz Tariq Sahib mentioned earlier on, which I would just like to follow up on as well, that after Salatul Zuhar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest for a short period of time. Now this is something that is very important for the month of Ramadan. Brother, why don't you come to Taraweeh namaz? Why don't you come for Salatul Isha? Why don't you come here? Brother, I was too tired. No doubt, because you're not eating all day, energy levels, they are low, meaning you lose your energy. So one of the best ways to counter this, in other words, to counter the energy problem, is to go to sleep during the day, inshallah azawajal. And trust me, if someone goes to sleep for a period of time after Salatul Zuhar, inshallah azawajal, your energy levels, they will be boosted. Shahzad, there's one, I believe in China, there was a company that I researched about. This company, by policy, they make their employees go to sleep during the day for 1 hour, power nap they call it. Why? What's the reason behind this? So the employees, they get the energy back and they could do better work. And it's mentioned that, you know, the profit of this company, it was boosted Why? Because they followed, in other words, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sleeping after Salatul Zuhr, inshallah. So this is something that we should try to follow, inshallah, azawajal. So to keep that energy intact, inshallah, azawajal, one of the best things that we could do is to go to sleep for a period of time after Salatul Zuhr. One, you will get your energy, but also you, inshallah, azawajal, you will follow this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Ji Tariq bhai, kasrat se دعائیں مانگنے کا اور نمازوں کا بھی ذکر ہے. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام رمضان میں کثرت سے دعائیں بھی مانگا کرتے تھے اور نمازیں بھی ادا کیا کرتے تھے, نوافل وغیرہ.
جی ہاں بالکل, ایسا ہی ہے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بہت زیادہ کثیر دعائیں مانگتے تھے, اور خاص طور پر رمضان میں. اور پھر نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم بکا فرماتے تھے, روتے تھے دعائیں مانگتے ہوئے, یہ بھی جو ہے ذکر کیا گیا ہے. اور اچھا, اسی طرح سے جیسے بھی تہجد کی بات ہوئی تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا انداز جو ہے وہ کس طرح سے تھا. یہاں پر نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے بارے میں حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا فرمان آتا ہے کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم 13 یا 14 رکعتیں ادا فرماتے تھے تہجد کی. اچھا, اب یہاں پر جو ہے 13 کیسے ہوں گی, یہاں پر یہ بھی ذکر کر دوں کہ 3 رکعتیں کون سی, یہ اس یعنی کہ یہ نفل نماز تو نہیں ہے, لیکن جب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 3 رکعتیں ادا فرماتے تھے تو یہ وہ 3 رکعتیں ہوتی تھیں جو صلاۃ الوتر. جی, اور پھر نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا ایک اور عمل جو یہاں پر میں خاص طور پر بیان کرنا چاہوں گا وہ یہ ہے کہ اعتکاف کرنا. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اعتکاف فرماتے تھے. اعتکاف کی پھر وہ تفصیل شروع ہو جائے گی کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اس میں شب قدر تلاش کرتے تھے. تو شب قدر تلاش کرنا بھی نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کے افعال رمضان میں سے ہیں. حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ابتدا میں بھی شب قدر کو تلاش کی ہے, درمیان میں بھی اور آخر میں بھی.
جی ماشاءاللہ. حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتی ہے نا کہ جب رمضان کا مبارک مہینہ آتا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام عبادت پر کمر باندھ لیتے تھے.
جی,
اب کیا عام روٹین سے ہٹ کر کمر باندھ لینے کا مطلب کہ خوب بڑھ کر عبادت فرمایا کرتے تھے. کیا ہماری زندگی میں کوئی ایسا رمضان آیا ہے کہ پراپر کہیں یار سب بولے یار کمال ہے جی. اچھا کوئی کہے نہ کہے, چل میں ویسے ہی کہہ رہا ہوں, گھر والے ہی بولے کہ یار بڑا روٹین سے ہٹ کے اتنی عبادت اتنی عبادت, کوئی خود سے ہی بندہ محسوس کرے کہ واقعی میں اب کے میں ایسا رمضان گزار رہا ہوں کہ کہتے نا کہ فل آف ورشپ مارننگ آفٹرنون ایوننگ. ٹھیک ہے, جتنا سونا ہے سوئیں, اس کے بعد فالتو تھوڑا سا اپنا اس رمضان میں سوشل میڈیا سے آؤٹ کر لیں. تھوڑا میری ایک ریکویسٹ ہے, اگر آپ واقعی رمضان کو فروٹفل چاہتے ہیں جسٹ ہیو اے ٹیک اسٹیپ اوے فرام یور سوشل میڈیا, سمپل ورڈز, اتنا گیپ بنا لیں اپنا. وہ بہت ضروری ہو, کو واقعی کو آؤ, اتنے بڑے منسٹر تو نہیں آپ کے بغیر ملک نہیں چلتا, ایسا تو نہیں ہوگا نا. تو جسٹ تھوڑا سا اپنے آپ کو دور کر لیں, اسٹے اوے فرام دیز تھنگس. ہمارا پرابلم یہ ہے کہ ہم نے اس کو بزنس سیزن بنا لیا نارملی, چاہے وہ فوڈ انڈسٹری ہو یا کپڑوں کی انڈسٹری ہو یا کوئی بھی انڈسٹری ہو. حالانکہ یہ تو عبادت کے لیے, جیسے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام عبادت پر کمر باندھ لیتے تھے, اور مطلب کتنی عبادت کرتے تھے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اور ایک طرف امتی ہیں جن کا کلمہ پڑھنے والے, تو رمضان آتا ہے تو وہ پیسے کمانے کی فکر میں ہو جاتا ہے. کوشش کرنی چاہیے دو چیزیں جو میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی, ابھی جو مدنی پھول ملا ہے, نماز اینڈ رو رو کے دعا کرنا. یقین کریں ایسی چیز ہے جس کو مل جائے نا بیڑا پار ہو جاتا ہے, جس سے گناہ ہو جائے نا اس کو چاہیے کہ اچھی طرح وضو کرے, 2 رکعت ادا کرے اور اللہ کی بارگاہ میں استغفار کرے, رب کریم اس کے گناہ معاف کر دے گا. نماز کی بڑی برکت ہے, یقین کریں نماز جنت میں لے کر جائے گی, نماز جنت کی کنجی ہے. آپ بھی کوشش کریں کہ نماز کی پابندی ہونی چاہیے انشاءاللہ.
Praying your salah is something that is very, very important. And there's a number of things that I would like to mention here regarding salah. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you speak about the favorite thing of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was to offer salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is mentioned that he would offer his salah abundantly in the month of Ramadan. Now we're not talking about the fard. That's something that, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nawafil, he used to pray in abundant. Now the question arises today is that just a few days ago I was speaking to someone, and mazallah, even in the month of Ramadan, Shah Sahab, missing the fard namaz. Meaning you're awake for Fajr, you're still not reading your Fajr namaz. You're there for Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, everybody's in the masjid, but still not reading the namaz. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would offer salah abadali in the month of Ramadan. This is something for us to contemplate upon. That are we even reading about fard namaz in the month of Ramadan? It's one narration that every year it's mentioned. And it's something that should definitely scare us regarding the month of Ramadan. The Shah said, you know, performing good deeds in today's day and age, its difficulty is people are away from good deeds. But it's mentioned one sin you commit in the month of Ramadan, that's 1 year of good deeds that are destroyed. Oh. One sin. Imagine how much sins we have committed in the last 7 to 8 days. One sin in the month of Ramadan, that's 1 year of good deeds that are destroyed. So especially in the month of Ramadan, like you mentioned earlier on, time management, manage your time properly, read extra salah, read nawafil. One absolutely amazing story regarding the Prophet ﷺ's namaz. One day he was on a journey. And what happened during this journey, during the evening they stopped at one particular place. The Prophet ﷺ, he got his miswak and he performed his wudu. Now what happened next? He started his salah. One sahabi says, I was observing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first rakah, Shasa, before reading Taraweeh today. People are out of it. People can't take it anymore, but it's too long. In the first rakah, we're not talking about the namaz or the whole Taraweeh. In the first rakah of his namaz, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the whole of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah, the longest surah of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read. Then the second rakat of his namaz, he read the whole of Surah Ali Imran. Then Surah Nisa, Surah Maida, meaning the four longest surahs of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read in one cycle of four rakat namaz. That's how much he enjoyed reading his namaz. Today we say we love him. This is something that we need to try to adopt, that enjoy reading your namaz. And one tip that I would like to give to the viewers of Madani channel, if you want to enjoy reading your namaz, there's one thing you could do. Learn the translation of namaz. The Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, the Tasbih that you read, At-Tahiyyat that you read, all this, learn the translation of this. When you know what you are asking in the court of Allah, when you know what you are reading in the court of Allah, you will automatically enjoy reading Salah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So this is one thing that we could do to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, where the Prophet ﷺ in abundance, he would offer his Salah. We should try to at least follow this, inshallah, enjoy reading your namaz, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. It's an opportunity for you to present yourself in the court of Allah. Today people say, you know, I want to meet him. You got an opportunity any time of the day to present yourself in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, inshallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah, beautiful Madani pool, Wasim bhai. Ji, Tariq bhai, then inshallah we'll move on to our segment, Ghulam Rasool and Kaniz Fatima, inshallah.
Ji. Inshallah. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, jab kailula farmate, phir jab uthte, to phir kuch der baad phir asr ke liye bahar tashreef lekar aate, aur bahar مسجد میں تشریف لا کر نماز پڑھاتے ہیں اور پھر نماز پڑھانے کے بعد نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کا انداز ایسا ہوتا تھا کہ لوگوں کی خبر گیری صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان کے معاملات ان کے مسائل ان کی لوگوں کی مدد کرنا صدقہ دینا اور پھر یہ تو خیر ایک علیحدہ ٹاپک ہو جائے گا کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم رمضان المبارک میں بہت زیادہ صدقے میں کثرت فرماتے تھے تو وہ صدقہ وغیرہ دینا یہ سارا اثر کے بعد یہ سلسلہ جاری رہتا تھا اور پھر مغرب کا وقت آتا تھا تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم مغرب سے پہلے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے اذکار ذکر کرتے اور پھر اس کے بعد دعا فرماتے اور جب اذان دی جاتی مغرب کی تو نماز مغرب کو ادا کرنے سے پہلے افطار فرماتے اور پھر افطار کے بارے میں پھر یہ بھی ایک علیحدہ ٹاپک ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کیسے افطار فرماتے اس کے بارے میں آتا ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم یفطر علی رطبات رطبات مینز تر کھجوروں کے ساتھ افطار فرماتے ہیں اور پھر شاہ صاحب کبھی وہ بھی موقع ہوتا کہ کھجوریں بھی نہیں ہوتی تو پھر یہ بیان کیا گیا فَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ تو اگر کھجوریں نہیں ہوتی تو پانی کے چند گھوٹ پی لیتے
اللہ
اکبر تو پھر یہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کا انداز تھا اس طرح سے پھر روزہ افطار فرماتے تھے نماز ادا فرماتے تھے مغرب کی نماز کے بعد بھی ذکر اذکار کا سلسلہ اور پھر گھر تشریف لے کر آتے تھے اور پھر اس کے بعد صلاۃ العشاء اور صلاۃ العشاء کے بعد نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے تراویح بھی ادا فرمائی جی
ماشاءاللہ انشاءاللہ مزید بات کرتے ہیں ایک پیکیج ہمارے پاس Let's see, inshallah.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful.
She serves the wrong and enjoys the right. Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She serves the wrong and enjoys the right. Kanizi Fatima, good girl. Kanizi Fatima.
Now to deliver speech, I invite our talented student from year 3 whose name is Raika.
Oh Allah, please help me today. How would I be able to do this today?
Barira, look at Raika. How confused and nervous she's getting.
Yes, look at her. She's looking very scared and nervous.
You know, it'll be funny when she won't even be able to speak on the mic.
Ariba, Barira, this is not nice. Raika's already confused and nervous. And on top of that, you guys are looking at her and laughing. Because of this, Raika will lose her confidence. And you are hurting her feelings in front of everyone. Our beloved and the final messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has said, "He who hurt a Muslim, he hurt me." So be mindful of this.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Raika, what happened? Is everything okay?
Huh?
Raika, what happened?
Is everything okay? Raika, what's wrong?
Sister!
Raika, is everything okay? Why are you so scared?
Sister, because of the dream I saw.
What was it that you saw? What I know is that whatever we keep thinking the whole day, we can see the very same thing in our dream. And we should not get worried because of it. If it is a good dream, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated that we should be happy over it. And if it is a bad dream, then we should seek refuge in Allah from its evil.
Sister, that's pretty much what it is. There's a competition taking place in the school and I have to deliver a speech in it. And I just couldn't deliver the speech in my dream.
Raika, to deliver the speech, all you need is confidence. And you have a lot of confidence. So why are you getting worried then? Come on, go to sleep now. We'll talk about this in the morning.
Okay.
Raika, read Ayatul Kursi. Inshallah, you will fall asleep. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man zalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'ithnihi. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Raika, come down for breakfast.
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
First of all, whilst eating, you should make sure that you chew the food properly. And then you should talk. And you should not make the second morsel until you're still eating the first bite of food.
Sister, after 2 days is my speech in my school.
Okay.
I'm getting really nervous now. I don't know how I'm going to deliver the speech.
Raika, you don't need to get nervous at all. Just try to memorize the topic and learn it properly about which you will deliver the speech.
How would I memorize a speech?
By practicing it again and again. And Raika, the most important thing is that you should have trust upon Allah Almighty and have reliance in Him. Remember this, because when you trust and rely upon Allah Almighty, then you never lose. Allah Almighty has said, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And when you make a firm intention of something, then rely upon Allah. And once you rely upon Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And the one who relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Then after that, you should believe in yourself. Then all this will become very easy for you. And even if you make a mistake anywhere, even then you don't need to get worried. Just make sure that you keep your confidence up.
Inshallah, sister.
There you go, Raika. I put your favorite butter and jam on the toast. By eating this, inshallah, you will gain energy.
Yay! Jazakallah, sis.
Straight after the breakfast, start your practice.
Everyone loves her.
Yay! 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 Yay!
The most important thing in our character is that we should be soft-spoken. Because regarding softness and politeness, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said that Allah Almighty likes softness in every matter.
Okay, get up now. It's my turn.
I haven't finished taking the swing yet.
Raika, sis. Please tell her to get off now.
I still got a long time to go.
Sister has come now. Let her decide this now.
Well done, Raika. Allah Almighty will never let your hard work go in vain.
Ameen.
Raika, I brought milk for you. And do you know that the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, also loved the milk?
Jazakallah, sister.
Do you know the dua after drinking milk?
Yes, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidana minhu.
Well done, mashallah.
The most important thing in our character is that we need to be soft-spoken.
Every single one of us should be soft-spoken.
Mashallah, mashallah, Raika. You must be tired. Here, have some juice.
Jazakallah, sister.
Dear children, we will now formally start our speech competition program. And whoever wins the speech competition today will receive a fabulous prize from us. And we also have a wonderful prize for the runners-up and the audience.
Ariba, I was going to sit here.
Why? Is there your name written on this chair?
Ariba, please try to understand. I've got a speech to deliver, so I have to sit at the front.
Ariba, good children don't be naughty and stubborn. Let Raika sit over here. She also has to do her speech. Ariba, this is really bad. What if Raika got hurt or injured?
Sister, she can sit on any other chair as well.
You should not do this. Our beloved and final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, a complete Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand other Muslims remain protected. Now come on, quickly apologize to Raika.
I'm sorry, Raika.
Now to deliver speech in front of you, I invite our talented student Raika from year 3.
Sister, I'm still very nervous.
Raika, be confident and read this dua. Rabbi yassir wala tu'assir wa tammim lana bil khair.
Rabbi yassir wala tu'assir wa tammim lana bil khair.
Here, have some juice as well. You'll get some energy from it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To all the kids who are sitting over here, from me, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The topic of my today's speech is softness and patience. Every one of us should be soft-spoken and polite, because the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated that Allah Almighty likes softness in every matter.
Wow, mashallah, what a beautiful way of delivering it is.
Yes, that's right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, our speech competition has come to an end today. And you all must be eagerly waiting to know who the winner is. And the winner for today's speech competition who delivered a wonderful speech is... Raika!
Subhanallah!
Yay! I won the competition!
That's great!
Wow!
Ghaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She's
truthful.
She shows the wrong and enjoys the right.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salim. The winner in the end, Laika. What are the messages in this clip, Wasim bhai?
There's a lot more, but just a few points that I would like to mention. First of all, one of the points that I picked upon was that, you know, she was concerned about this competition coming. And she was seeing this competition in a dream. In other words, she was seeing herself running in this competition in a dream. This shows a number of things which was mentioned in the animation as well, that whatever you constantly think about, that's what you will see in your dream. Someone, for example, who thinks about Madinatul Munawwarah, someone that thinks about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inshallah, one day will come, one night will come, they will go to sleep at night, they will see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their dream, inshallah. Someone that thinks about Medina a lot, one day will come, inshallah, they will see Medina physically, but they will constantly see Medina in their dream, inshallah, azawajal. So whatever you think about constantly, inshallah, that's what you will see in your dream. The second point that I would just like to mention, especially relevant to today's day and age, regarding boosting one's confidence. Today what happens, Shah Sahib, is that people are always bringing other people down. They try to lower their confidence. They try to lower their self-esteem, which causes people to completely go out of track as well. They can't speak to people. They can't sit with people anymore because due to their confidence. We should be those people that we should try to boost one person's confidence. If you play this in someone's life, that you boost someone's confidence, that person can become such a huge speaker, such a huge successful person. You know, one of the signs of successful people, they have good confidence. But this plays an important role, especially Shah Sahib, in the house. Now, if your child is there, you're always demoralizing him. You haven't done this right, you haven't done this right, you've done this wrong, you've done this wrong. What's going to happen is that's going to sit in his brain. But if you're always praising that child as well as also looking at, you know, trying to correct him as well. But if you're always, you know, praising this child, that mashallah, you did this right, you did this right, you did this particular right, inshallah, it will boost them. For example, Nathani. You know, especially you see young people in our family. Mashallah, you read the Naat very nice. What happens is now, that will boost them. Inshallah, next day will come, they will read even better as well, inshallah. So definitely play your part, inshallah, in boosting one's confidence. The other point that I would like to mention regarding this animation is never give up. What happened is that she was worried at the start. What's going to happen? I'm going to face so much people. But she never gave up. And what? She was the winner of the competition. This is another thing that we quickly give up, that, no, I can't do this, I can't do that. This is not going to happen. And sometimes, Shah Sahib, we observe, oh, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. At least go on the path, at least try. No, that's not going to come in my favor. At least walk on that path, inshallah. You can't assume that it's not going to happen. Walk on the path, try your hardest, inshallah, azawajal. A day will come and you're successful. And the other thing that I would like to mention, especially for the parents, these animations that Dawat-e-Islami is creating, you know, in other words, hundreds of thousands of pounds are being spent on creating these animations. But look at the quality. For example, one point which was absolutely beautiful as well, making dua in the court of Allah. She's got a competition coming. What happens is, good luck. Good luck for tomorrow's exam. Good luck for tomorrow's competition. But they were making dua. Ya Allah, make it successful. The other thing, Ayatul Kursi, such a beautiful, again, so much for our children to learn. They're going to sleep and now you can't sleep. Okay, read Ayatul Kursi, be able to go to sleep. So there's so much to learn. Instead of putting this cartoon on, that cartoon on, which probably might destroy them long term, put these cartoons on for them, inshallah azawajal. They will become better Muslims, they will become better people, inshallah azawajal, and they will become, our society will become a better society as well, inshallah.
Every single clip you learn many things, mashallah, and especially that the striving is key to success. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek package lete inshallah. We'll back quickly, inshallah.
There are many excellencies and blessings mentioned for the individual who recites the glorious Quran. The reciter of the glorious Quran will attain blessings and barakah in this life. The individual who recites the glorious Quran itself will come as a protector from the punishment of the grave for that individual. The glorious Quran will come on the Day of Judgment as an intercessor for that individual who recited the glorious Quran in this world. And there are many other blessings for the one who recites the glorious Quran. But, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some individuals who, when they recite the glorious Quran, they are cursed by the glorious Quran itself. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, many reciters of the Quran are cursed by the Quran itself. Why? Due to reciting it incorrectly. May Allah azawajal protect us from falling within this category. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would urge all of you to start learning how to recite the Quran properly. If you are a child, enroll into Madrasatul Madina. The parents of those children, get your children enrolled to Madrasatul Madina. If you are an adult, Dawat-e-Islami provides classes for adults, males and females. The males will teach the males and the females will teach the females. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I urge all of you to enroll into some sort of class learning how to recite the glorious Quran to ensure we do not fall under this category of individual who is cursed while he recites the glorious Quran. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would urge all of you to get yourself tested. Get your recitation of the glorious Quran tested by a qualified Qari of the Quran, by a qualified scholar, to ensure that your recitation is correct and to ensure that we are not falling into this category of individuals who are cursed by the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale ji, beautiful Madani pools, mashallah. Quran Pak padhna chahiye, namaz ki kasrat karni chahiye. Mere aqa alayhi salatu salam, mashallah. One more Madani pool is about the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in this blessed month of Ramadan.
Ji. صحیح صاحب, پہلے میں یہ قرآن پاک کے حوالے سے ذکر کرتا ہوں. نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے کہ جس شخص نے رمضان کے مہینے میں قرآن پاک کی ایک آیت پڑھی, فرمایا کہ یہ اس شخص کے لیے ایسا ہے جیسا کہ وہ شخص جو رمضان کے علاوہ پورا قرآن پڑھ لے. قرآن رمضان میں ایک آیت پڑھنا ایسا ہے جیسا کہ رمضان کے علاوہ مہینوں میں پورا قرآن پاک مکمل کر لے. تو اتنی اس کی جناب فضیلت ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا ایک اور فرمان فرمایا کہ تم پر قرآن پاک کی تلاوت لازم ہے. یہ قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کرنا تمہارے لیے زمین میں اور آسمان میں بھی نور ہے. ایک اور فرمان کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جو قرآن پاک کی ایک آیت سنے اس کے لیے دگنی نیکی لکھ دی جاتی ہے. پھر فرمایا کہ ومن تلاہا, اور جو قرآن پاک تلاوت کرے, کانت لہو نورن یوم القیامہ, یہ اس کے لیے قیامت والے دن نور ہوگا.
لاسٹ میں بس تھوڑے سے کچھ منٹس رہ گئے ہیں. اباؤٹ دا جنروسٹی آف دا پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دس بلیس منتھ. میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کسی سائل کو خالی نہیں بیچتے تھے.
جی,
یعنی کہ کہتے ہیں نا نیکسٹ لیول پہ جنروسٹی ہوتی تھی ان کی, آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی. اس مہینے میں وہ خرچ کرنے کی ترغیب بھی دیتے ہیں, تو اس کی کچھ فضیلتیں.
جی, اس کے حوالے سے تو وہ حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا فرمان بڑا پیارا فرمان ہے. فرمایا کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم تیز ہوا سے بھی زیادہ چلنے والی, تیز ہوا سے بھی زیادہ سخاوت کرنے والے تھے, جنروسٹی کرنے والے تھے. اور پھر اچھا جو میں نے ذکر کیا تھا نا نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کے جدول میں, کہ عصر سے مغرب وہ جو افعال جو اعمال فرماتے تھے ان میں سے کثرت کے ساتھ جو ہے وہ صدقہ کرنا تھا, سخاوت کرنا تھا. اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم پھر ایسی ترغیبات دیتے تھے کہ خواتین بھی جو ہے وہ اپنے زیورات وہ بھی دے دیا کرتی تھی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی راہ میں. تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم بلکہ ایک اور جگہ پر فرمایا کہ کان اجود الناسی, کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم تمام لوگوں میں, پوری دنیا کے تمام لوگوں میں سب سے زیادہ سخاوت فرمانے والے تھے, جنروسٹی کرنے والے تھے. تو ہمیں بھی چاہیے کہ ہم زیادہ سے زیادہ اس ماہ مبارک میں صدقہ خیرات کثرت سے دیں.
جی وسیم بھائی, آپ کیا فرمائیں؟
Definitely, Shah Sahib, but I think you're talking about being generous, especially in the month of Ramadan. I think if you look at Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's mentioned that one day she was fasting in the month of Ramadan and a beggar came at the door. 3 days constantly she gave her iftari in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now one thing that we can learn from this particular point here is, look at the time of iftari, what's happening? People are arguing, you know, I want to have this first, I want to have that first, this argument's happening. Another thing that we learn from this particular parable is also, you know, at sacrificing your desires for other people. Okay, let him have it first, doesn't matter. Let him have the drink first, let him have the kujur first, let him open his fast first. So this is something that we could do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anybody that would come to him, he would never say no. So if someone comes to us, this is one sunnah that we can follow, inshallah azza wa jal, is never say no, give it the way of Allah azza wa jal. And especially this month of Ramadan, where many people are giving, inshallah azza wa jal, remember the poor, remember those that are suffering. But at the same time, one thing that I would say is that, remember Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is an international organization working across the world, rectified millions of people and working in many, many different departments. So it's a humble request, inshallah azza wa jal, that your sadaqat, inshallah, try to give to Dawat-e-Islami. So this work of deen, inshallah, can continue further, inshallah.
Everything multiplied by many times, especially your charity, your donation. People do give, but which people to give and which organization to give, this is a question. You give to everybody, this is another question. Pehle dekhna chahiye kisko diya ja raha hai, kahan ja raha hai. तो बहरहाल अपने गरीब रिश्तेदारों को दें. डेफिनेटली फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लुक इन योर सिबलिंग्स, योर क्लोज रिलेटिव्स, and then my request to you as well to give your Dawat Islami. There are many departments of Dawat Islami, 80 plus department. If you talk about Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Khuddam al Masajid, they need hours and hours. And then another unique department of Dawat Islami is about FGRF. Zakat dena hai, fitrana dena hai, you want to build a well, you want to build a masjid, you want to build a Jamiatul Madina, you want to sponsor a hand pump, you want to sponsor a musalla, hafize Quran, alim, anything you want, or you want to feed poor people, sponsor a deek, bakr, kuch bhi dena hai, Dawat Islam is there for you. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, ye diya hua, inshallah Allah ne chaha to jannat mein jane ka zariya banega.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.